Welcome to HP Oddcast. This is another episode putting up for you people who have graciously listened to the episodes I've been putting up with. So thank you very much. I appreciate it. I'm here at the studio, the producer's studio. Once again, I love the studio because it just gets me going. It really, I have fun here. It gets good energy. And once again, I thank you all for listening, for downloading it, for taking time to listen to my podcast. Remember, you can listen to HP Oddcast on Stitcher, on iTunes, and on my website, hpproductions.net. Okay? So that way, in case you're stuck anywhere, I mean, I would assume and I would hope that you'd go to any Apple store and bring up the logo HP Oddcast and listen to it. Bother everybody in the store. Wake up the homeless people sleeping next to a computer right there. You know, that would make for great interruptions to everything. Anyway, once again, I'd like to thank you, and I'm going to introduce to you my co-host of every episode since I started. Please, round of applause for Kevin McGee. Kevin!
Hey, all right. Hello, everybody.
All right. Yeah. How you doing?
I'm good.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Sound good?
I feel good.
All right. Yeah. You're looking good.
Yeah, you know, I took the A-Train Express. The thing's like a bullet, man, right down.
You were talking about
no stops. Amazing. That's why I know all these people live in Washington, move to Washington Heights now.
That's why they're kicking you out? Because of what?
They already kicked me out.
They're kicking you out. That's why you're taking the train.
Can't afford it anymore.
You can't afford it?
Yep.
Because, so the A-Train was what? Fast?
Fast.
How fast was it?
It was fast, no stops. It was like basically from 145th to like 42nd.
So it didn't give you
three stops.
It didn't give you any time to stalk any women. You just, wow, we're finished. That's
none.
It.
Zero.
Dirty, right? You gotta get him wound up. Gotta get him going. All right, so thank you, Kevin, for being here. Very funny guy. Gotta get him going. All right, so my main reason for this episode, I've been around doing comedy for 11 years. And in those 11 years, I see who's reaching, who's going, who I think is going to be moving up. In the past, as you've known, I've interviewed Kevin McGee. I've interviewed Seymour Swan, soon to be coming as Will Silvince. But right now, this podcast, this HP Oddcast episode, is dedicated to a certain comedian that I've happened to meet throughout my journey. He's been gracious enough to let me host his independently produced shows in Brooklyn. And in between that time, I know that he's very funny. I see a star rising. So, like, once again, this podcast is to interview people on the rise and funny people. So please, everybody, welcome to the HP Oddcast, Mookie Thompson.
Hey.
Yeah. Wow, and cheer and pomp and circumstance.
It's great to finally be introduced.
Finally, yeah. Why? What do you mean?
I just felt, you know, like I was in a bubble of my own over here. You guys are talking, doing your own thing. It's great.
Yeah. Okay, good. Because you've been involved with doing what? That now you're like, this is Mookie.
Yeah, exactly.
We're gonna put cricket noises in.
I'm just gonna follow your lead there, HP. I don't know.
Okay. Well, no. I mean, okay. You were talking about what? What happened last night? That you're all energetic right
last
now.
Last night. So, I mean, the details are blurry. Let's just put it at that. All I know for sure is that I was dragged out of a bar bathroom by a bouncer and thrown on the floor. I must have said something to him.
You something.
And I don't know what it is. And I've been going over all the possible options.
Where was this? In Brooklyn?
Yeah, a bar in
we won't name the bar.
Yeah, we won't name the bar.
So we'll call it the Bushwick Bar.
Yeah.
Yeah, somewhere.
And I got a Bushwick beatdown.
Come on, man.
What happened? You were talking.
I got kicked or something. I got like a big bruise on my back.
Wow.
I was definitely. Last thing I remember is waiting on the bathroom line. This bouncer is like running the line, kind of. He's a glorified bathroom attendant. And we let him inside the fucking bathroom.
Yeah.
And next thing I know, he's busting down the door and dragging me out of there. So something in that 30 seconds that's gone, I don't know.
So what, you whipped out your dick online? What'd you do that? He busted you out of there.
I don't know.
You don't know?
Because he was like telling me to move out of the way earlier. Like we had like a little thing. Like he clearly just didn't like me already. So I think it had been building up over a couple of drunken hours.
Mm-hmm.
And I must have just called him a bathroom line piece of shit.
But so, you don't
know. It must have been something like that, because he was real mad.
Did you roofie yourself?
But I do remember as I was getting dragged out of there, I just kept calling him the bathroom line guy.
Oh, wow.
You were saying he was like a hack. He wasn't even the guy that was like inside giving
the
meds.
Yeah, exactly.
He didn't have the skills to be inside with the whole black, suit.
He was a thug.
So you were so to summarize it, you were on bathroom line.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden you're getting hauled off for no reason.
No idea. None of my friends happened to witness that, the moment in question, so no one really knows.
Nobody knows.
It's not big enough.
No, it's not, because
You're holding your back, though. You got slammed?
I think I got kicked or slammed or something.
But did this guy pick you up and throw you out, or...?
He must have, because I didn't go out.
Wow, so you're in a blackout.
Yeah.
Wow.
Was it because you're a vegan?
Is that organic gin?
Is that an organic thing?
Yeah. It was gluten-free potatoes used for that gin, right?
Because that must have been it. I have that gluten to absorb the alcohol.
So what are you trying to get, the Chris Farley in you or the Jim Belushi in you? What's going on? You got to take care of yourself. Thank God we're recording you. After this, then you can go out and get beat up a little more. I mean, come on. Then this podcast will be perfect, because I'm like, hey, look what I got Mookie's last interview.
What kind of bar was this? Like a...
It's kind of like a trap bar.
Watering hole, or...?
No, it's like a lot of young people dancing, loud rap music.
Yeah?
Yeah, it's kind of turned up.
Correct.
Oh, okay, it's wild, yeah.
Right, because you're a wild guy.
Yeah.
You weren't.
I'm not proud of what happened.
It was like a cocaine bathroom, or that kind of thing going on?
I wasn't on any drugs when this happened.
We weren't accusing you.
You hear the sirens in the background.
That would have explained it. Like, if I had been on drugs, I'd be like, oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I know why I got beat up. It was on coke.
Yeah.
It happens.
All right. Okay. But, well, you know what? This doesn't surprise
me. Good old vodka.
Vodka.
Doesn't surprise you?
No, it doesn't surprise me. Because according to my notes, you started off, you started off in a band, right? You were in some kind of band. It was called Caught Up.
Really detailed notes.
Right?
There's bullet points and everything.
That's true.
Okay, so... let me see if I'm correct in my history or my homework. You're from Long Island.
Correct.
Okay. Born and bred, Long Island.
Absolutely. Right, Strong Island.
Not the expressway, but the actual island. All right.
Often confused. People don't know if you're talking about the highway or the island.
Right, because they're like a lot.
Really?
No.
Oh, probably out of area. Transplants.
Long Island Expressway has been nicknamed the Heroin Highway.
Heroin's a huge move.
Real bad H problem.
Yeah.
HB. Oh, wow. Look at that. No wonder I got the name.
Yeah.
But you're the youngest of three. Wrong.
Incorrect.
Oh,
okay.
Boy.
I know you got one brother, older brother, and two sisters.
That, first of all, that makes four. Research. Is this how my family's telling me that I have another sister that I don't know about?
Did I? Okay, that was at the end of the interview. That was at the end of the interview.
I have an older sister.
You have two labs and a Doberman too, right? No.
How'd you know? Did you talk to anybody?
Let's just make up the
facts. I have two labs.
Yeah.
I never knew.
And that's how they made
get back home once in a while.
That's how they made the series Breaking Bad. Because it's two labs, get it? All right, All right, so you were in a band called Caught Up. It was more of a hardcore punk rock band, right?
Absolutely.
And you were the singer.
Yes, I was.
How did that happen? And I hear it was more like Caninus singing.
What does that mean?
You ever hear Caninus?
No.
You never?
I wouldn't say it sounded exactly like that.
No?
Kind of. I screamed like a hardcore.
What was the name of the band?
Caught Up.
Caught Up?
Yeah.
We didn't make it.
Why not?
Too caught up with all types of things.
Too caught up. So you actually lived your best thing.
Did you play an instrument and sing?
No, I sang in that band. I played drums in another.
I was going to take you for a drummer. You have that drummer attitude.
Yeah. Posture.
Yeah, yeah, man. Yeah.
Yeah, and according to my information, these are the same clothes you have on since you were 18.
since yesterday. Definitely.
I don't know that much I can say. Because you have not changed. You have grown, but your style is still the same.
That's basically true.
Basically, it's true. Basically. Now that's because you like that part. This is you.
I'm the realest there ever was. HP.
You're the realest. That's right. Because people are saying the way to describe Mookie, he's a realist. He's a cynical. Okay. And he's complicated.
Ooh.
All right, you like that? Yeah. Complicated? And this is from a guy.
This is a therapist?
Yeah, actually, he was in between sessions, and I said, you know, we're doing a podcast on Mookie. Nice. And he says, tell that motherfucker he's got to come in.
Another really bad bruise here.
Dude, you're going to find him.
Yeah.
Really?
They're starting to come out.
Uh-oh. Maybe we should take a picture of that.
Maybe like a backstroke.
You know what it is, probably a mixture of getting grabbed and slammed. A mixture of those. You have those like where he's doing this, and you're gonna find like little like probably bruises here from neck.
The adrenaline kicked in, and you're like,
"Yeah, I didn't feel a thing." Mm-hmm. I was telling my friends that I was going back inside to knock this guy out. Dude, he was like 350 pounds. So I was ready.
And you're what? Describe yourself.
Half
what?
Half that?
Yeah, but what are you? Where are you from?
Where am I from?
Yeah, I mean Long Island, but your parents are?
My parents are Irish and Italian.
Oh, so you're Irish, Italian.
Yeah.
How tall are you?
5'8" on a good day.
How much do you weigh?
About 160.
And this is the guy who's going to beat up a 300-pound bout.
I got moxie.
You got moxie. Okay.
He was recruited for Division II football, so that's what he's trying to tell us.
Right. And he didn't know your name yet. Because if he knew, if he was a Ray Charles, or he would have not known who you are.
Ray Charles? Is that a racial slur?
No.
What are you trying to say there?
He's blind.
Oh.
If he was blind and he heard the name Mookie, he'd be like, no, you could stay. But since you're white, motherfucker's got to go.
Yeah, no.
We got to get him out of here.
That name has got me out of trouble plenty of times.
Before, right.
That's your real name.
It's been my nickname since the day I was born.
Okay.
Like, my parents didn't know what they were going to call me. They called me Mookie because Mookie Wilson hit a home run.
Yeah, I was going to say, it probably is after Mookie Wilson.
They're like going to name me after whoever had the best day that day or whatever. Mookie hit a home run to win the game.
Oh, nice.
And they're like, here's Mookie. And my mom thought it meant like Mongoloid or something like that.
Wow.
She didn't know Mookie Wilson was. She was like, it's a Mookie. What the fuck is that? Anyway.
So thank God that day a player named Booger didn't hit the best. You would have been Booger Thompson.
I wouldn't be sitting here right now if it was some guy named Dave. You guys wouldn't know who I was.
Imagine some other fucked up name.
He's allowed to drop N-bombs because his name is Mookie.
That's right. That's right. Yo.
I hope that's not what I did.
No, maybe you'd be dead by now. The cops were involved? Did they come in at all? No?
No cops this time.
Okay. This time.
This time.
Right. We'll get to the later. Yeah, we're getting to that, boy. So you were in the band, and that's when you had piercings, and you weren't that chubby, but you were a little bit on
what kind of questions
on
were you
on the chubby today? Side, right?
How chubby was he?
Yeah, ask me. Or answer
how
me.
How chubby was I?
Yeah.
You tell me. You see the
number. I don't know. I wasn't there.
I was a little chubbier. Yeah. I didn't think that we were going to bring that up today.
Right.
But, you know, working on it.
Well, there's nothing to work on. I'm there. Yeah, you're there. But you think most of this rebellion in you is because you want to break out of something, or?
No, I fight against injustice at all costs.
Right, and that's true. This guy, I heard, he asks everything. He asks questions to everything. You're not going to sit there and let anybody throw you under the bus or say, hey, Moo, guess what? The planet is flat. You're going to be, nah, motherfucker, this is round. I want to go over. And you question a lot because that's as I'm told, that's how they described you. That you're very cynical and your sense of humor is very serious. That a lot of people take your sense of humor as arrogance.
Oh, yeah.
And that's why they kick your ass.
To be fair, I haven't gotten my ass kicked in a long time. And the facts are still out. I might have won that fight.
Has your humor ever gotten you in trouble?
My humor? Oh, constantly. I'm sure that I said something that I thought was funny to this guy yesterday that he didn't think was funny.
Oh, yesterday. But you don't remember.
I don't remember.
So tell me when
I... lost in translation with vodka, isn't there?
Yeah.
Yeah, vodka, man. That's a heavy-duty...
experience.
That's like wine. It'll sneak up on you and just knock you out. The vodka. Well, anything, basically, right?
It was no surprise. I knew exactly what I was doing to myself.
Yeah? Why were you going there?
I drink vodka all the time.
All the time. That's your drink.
Yeah, I'm trying to switch to whiskey. I was at a party that had vodka, but I'm on whiskey nowadays.
Okay.
Yeah, moving up in the world.
Yeah. Why whiskey? Switch for too much violence with vodka?
Yeah, vodka is a fighting sloppy, drink. Yeah. Scary, weird. It's a drink for teenage girls, mostly.
So
you want to go out and have a good time like a gentleman, you got to have J-Mo on the rocks.
There you go. That's a good advice. Now, you think add liquor to it, and your humor, you think that'll get you in trouble?
I'm sure.
You're sure?
It has.
But in your mind, it's...
I mean, no real trouble.
You drink trouble before you go on stage?
Sometimes.
You ever get really drunk?
Oh, yeah.
A lot of times?
Really drunk?
Yeah. You be careful. You just a few drinks go on, then after the show, hit it.
Like, when I'm producing the shows, I end up getting a lot more drunk than normal. So I got all the free drinks.
Really?
Yeah, because... All the work and putting it together and stuff, like, I just want to let loose and...
Yeah, yeah.
So many friends come out and stuff, it's kind of like a big party, so...
So you want a little more of a clearer head when you go on stage?
When I do, like, other shows, when I'm, like, booked on something, I'll try to be a lot more clear. You know, when it's my own show, I really don't care, it's just fun.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Right, according to what I've seen in the past.
Yeah.
Okay.
You've seen all the degrees...
Yeah, I've seen them. I mean, I haven't seen what you're talking about last night.
Oh, no. Yeah.
But like I said,
be its own reality show, Folly Mookie.
Yeah, Mookie, right? On vodka. Follow Mookie with a GoPro and see where the fuck he's getting thrown out of. That's it. That'd be a good show. I mean,
I'm going to get thrown out of here before we finish.
Well, don't worry. We'll lock the door. But you were never like this. You, when you were in Caught Up, we're basically a straight-edged kid.
That's true.
Wow. Right?
What do you mean, like Black Flag? What's his name?
Like punk rock, straight edge.
Yeah.
Right, straight edge.
Henry Rollins is straight edge?
What is it?
You never drank. You never did drug back when you were in Caught Up.
That's true.
Okay. Really? No drugs, no drinking, no caffeine, nothing?
Well, caffeine, but no drugs, no alcohol.
How old are you in Caught Up?
Probably like... 17.
Okay.
Started between like 17 and
21. And back then you did not. You were straight.
Absolutely. I like smoked weed at like 12.
12.
Time. Yeah, something like that. 12, 13, and then.
It's funny. Sober. He knew that already from your librarian.
Yeah. He's the one that sold me the
shit. Okay, he's my best customer. I usually catch him in the lunchroom.
Yeah, when she undid her bun, she's like, "Meet me in the back. I'll sell you the bag." You know.
Right. Because I mean, back then.
After that, I was sober for like 10 years. Almost. I think 23. I started drinking, and smoking.
After Caught Up.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. But what made you want to go into Caught Up? I mean, I'm trying to make the connection from singing to comedy, but I always heard you always did comedy.
Yeah, I did comedy since I was like in my second grade, actually.
And I hear because your sense of humor comes from your father. Is that true?
Yeah, it's pretty true. My dad is definitely the one who gave me his wit, but like I might get my like silliness, I think, from my mother.
Okay.
She's a little more ridiculous. I mean, he's like real sharp.
Because, and as I hear, your mother is very into tune, like being a Long Island medium, the show. Is that how she...
She was working for the Long Island medium. She was supposed to be on the show. I don't know what happened with that.
Oh, really?
If she was or not, I don't know.
Oh, wow.
Called the Long Island medium?
Yeah, you know that Long Island medium goes around and saying, "Kevin, I see a dead person around you. Have you been mourning?" And you're like, "Yes, I've been around you now." And she's on TV. She's on the TLC.
No.
Yeah.
She's on the TLC.
She's on the TLC. TLC. Come on. You don't know TLC. We'll talk Long Island. TLC.
Yeah.
We're from Long Island here.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, that's offensive.
No, it's not, because... Okay, so here's for all the Mexican, okay? We can talk like this, and we can... So... You got your sense of humor from your dad, but what did he do in order to spark that in you? You had to see something him doing.
What did he do?
Yeah, like anything, like stupid TV. I mean, you know, he watched.
He used to tell me jokes.
Oh, okay.
When I was little, like he would actually like tell me like dirty jokes when I was like pretty young, and that was like something I always looked forward to. Like it was like our thing. Like we weren't supposed to tell anybody. You know, I remember one joke. I guess I'll tell you one.
Go.
Yeah, go.
So, he said, "What did one cannibal say to the other at a picnic?" He said, "Are you having a good time?" The guy said, "Yeah, I'm having a ball."
So you said, "Hey, that's comedy." 70 yeah. goals. Yeah. I love it. And you said, and you, that gave you like what spark, and you said, hey, you know, this is something I want to do.
It was that and a combination of like watching Bill Cosby on TV, like with my whole family, like watching Bill Cosby himself do stand up. It was like first time I ever saw stand up. Like my whole family was around, like watching that, everybody like laughing at this guy on TV. It was kind of like,
yeah, oh, okay, all right, and then that added the humor, and then you said you wanted, because nobody in your family's really wanted to be like you said. I didn't know about your mother, but anybody else in your family wanted to be a performer, or just you? You're the one that broke the mold.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. So that made you want to go into Caught Up. Is that your first band?
No, that was like my fourth at the fourth. Time. I was in a lot of bands from ages like 14 to 21.
Well, that's pretty advanced.
It's probably like 6 or 7 different bands.
Play guitar?
No. I played bass a little bit.
Yeah.
My younger brother played guitar, so I'm filling the rest of the stuff.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, some lessons?
Yeah, I took drum lessons. Never took bass lessons. I wasn't very good at the bass. I mostly just jumped around.
Oh, so you could play an instrument. You can go, hey, girlie, look at this. And she's like,
yeah.
Yeah,
yeah,
yeah.
More. I almost say the bass players who like snap on it and all that, you know, that kind of thing. But
yeah, Kevin plays electric guitar.
I do.
Yeah.
And acoustic. I'll leave that out. Multidimensional.
Well, you can. Well, we also know what you play with also in between the acoustic and the electric. Mom? Hey, did you have a good time?
I did.
Okay.
We did.
So you like the music. That's what got you into saying, I want to be a performer.
Well, no. Even before that, I was acting and doing comedy like during lunch. And, like, in second grade, I had like a sketch comedy show during lunch, basically. Because like me and my friend... we wouldn't stop like fucking around in class, so they like gave us like our designated time.
Nice.
It became like a show, so we did like Jim Carrey impressions and like a couple of original.
Oh wow!
Ideas. It was ridiculous. Yeah, I'm sure it was nonsense, but at the time it was like.
You should have told the bouncer this last night. Hey, man, if I can curse you out, hey. You can let me go in the bar and do a little sketch for 7 minutes. And then you won't kick me out with my vodka bottle.
It's like I watched and shit like that at the time, so yeah. I was trying to emulate that stuff.
Oh, okay.
I think that was coming in more in the schools now. Like, if you can't control the kid, like, let him own lunch, you know. When I went to school, it was like, shut up, and then during lunch, shut up even more. I went to the Catholic school, so...
Obviously.
Yeah. Yeah. Wow, that's
Whoa.
It. That's it.
But usually at that point, you just goof around, play jokes. You don't do what you were doing and getting organized.
Yeah, that's smart.
Yeah.
So you yeah. What a linguist.
Whatever you want to call it. I was at school.
I was like 9, so.
Yeah.
I don't know what I was doing. I just couldn't stop fucking around.
Yeah.
And then you said, let me get into a band, let me get music, because your brother probably got into it, or...
Yeah, we both got into music around the same time. He was like 12 or something like that. I was like 14, 15.
Oh, okay.
And we got into bands and... Then, I didn't really do much comedy-wise for a long time during that period.
Right.
I took, like, acting classes and stuff when I was younger, and then kind of, like, just focused on music for a while.
So back then, you really focused on the entertainment?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
You're cultivating something there. You didn't want to be an engineer or accountant or any of that stuff.
No, definitely not.
Yeah, please. Accounting? Are you kidding me? Yeah. I'm in accounting, and I can barely say that there's 4 people here with 3 people on the side and 2... 10 minutes left, but you got 14. Yeah, I can.
All 4 of them.
Yeah, you're the youngest of 16, but yet you have 2 brothers.
Yeah.
So did that inspire you to start up Shorebox?
Shorebox. Yeah, that was like my friends that I played in bands with. They were doing like really stupid like comedy videos. And I kind of just like joined up with them and pushed it to be more of like a sketch comedy thing.
Uh-huh.
And so we had like a pretty decent little group of videos and like a following like before YouTube
ever got kicked off. And the sketch comedy group was Shorebox.
Shortbox. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
A box of short videos.
And how long did that go on?
A while, a couple of years. We didn't work like steadily. It would just be like every once in a while we'd do a video, but probably like we still did stuff for like 6 years or so. And even with the same people, I continued collaborating with them like later on.
All right. And then that just fueled your energy to keep going into comedy.
Yeah.
Okay. I mean, like I said, the best traits that you have so far that they've said is that you got a good brain on your head. And I could see that with what you're saying. Yeah. I mean, not the way the bouncers are beating you up lately.
Yeah.
I mean, come on. You gotta take care of that noggin, you know?
Hey, I didn't take a single headshot. I bobbed and weaved it.
You bobbed and weaved it because you need that pilot to drive that plane. Look at that. He's
right there.
He sounded like he's 50.
That looks like a grab injury.
Maybe. I don't know. He might have, like, there was kind of like a ledge where the people put their drinks. I think he might have pushed me up against it.
Those are the worst, aren't they?
Yeah, man.
I've been watching too much wrestling, man. I should have not stepped to this guy.
You're a wrestling fan?
Oh, yeah.
Really?
I was big on wrestling my whole life and got, like, kind of haven't watched it in years, but my roommate got the WWE Network.
Oh, yeah.
Awesome.
Right.
Who do you like, John Cena?
No. Right now, I like Brock Lesnar.
He's the only guy. Oh, yeah. Well, he's on the main guy. He's over there now?
But, yeah, he's...
Was he cross?
He's from WWE. He went to MMA and got his ass kicked, and now he's back.
Well, I thought he destroyed people on MMA.
I think he had a couple of rough...
Did he?
Rough turnouts, I
heard because he was so much bigger than everyone, he would just pound on guys. And then...
I think that's what he thought was going to happen. And then skills... triumphed.
Yeah.
And you like wrestling because as a kid you used to do it.
I did.
Yeah.
Oh, God, you got all kinds of dirt.
As a kid, you used to mess around, right?
I used to do, like, backyard wrestling. Yeah.
Right.
This is, like, the in between acting and playing music, I did lots of wrestling.
And where?
In Long Island, in the woods behind my friend's house, we built a wrestling ring. People come watch and stuff. We would get like 50 people back there sometimes. We did crazy stuff.
Wow.
Chairs and barbed wire and fire. I was set on fire twice.
Wow.
Talk about jackass. So
I'm the original jackass.
Yeah, you're
like
the original.
Those guys?
No, not really.
Yeah. You seem like you're a guy in those with that.
From what you just mentioned in your wrestling days.
I was. Like 12 years old.
Not totally in that mold, but like, you know, I could put you as a guy that would take and be adventurous like that.
Yeah, risk taking. Yeah, but I got punchlines, so.
Those guys are just like,
yeah.
Different. They're not really stand-up comics, they're just, you know.
And according to what I know, your comedy got you out of trouble once. Right? In L.A., was it?
Police?
No, it was here.
It was here.
Yeah.
Yeah, cops. Of course. The cops and him are synonymous. Oh, yeah. For some reason. Yeah.
I'm the one white guy that they don't trust.
They know the white guy quota can be filled with. Like, you're not going to be on YouTube and, you know, Al Sharpton might be showing up. They're like, no one gives a fuck. Let's be just got a beat down.
Yeah, but I definitely did something.
Oh,
right.
That's what they think when they see me.
Oh, right.
Well, from what I know, the wild man here got kicked out, and this is insane. He got kicked out of a Bud Light cruise ship for heckling Nelly.
The Playboy Super Bowl party.
Wow. How did that go down?
Me and Kevin Barnett were there with the Workaholics. Kevin was performing with the Workaholics on the ship, and he got me in like on his list and everything. And then the Workaholics brought us over to the Playboy Super Bowl party, where we were hanging out with, like, playmates, like, all types of, like, model type
guys. Oh, that must have been great.
Clearly did not belong there. Again, vodka comes back.
Oh, vodka.
Open vodka bar. The bar is made out of solid ice.
Uh-huh.
And they're serving us double vodka sodas. Like, they're, like, humongous, and they're just endless. And they're just, like, coming out. You know?
Wow.
Like,
yeah. So we're talking line. Nirvana so just, vodka.
Yeah, just unbelievably drunk. And Nelly was performing. And I started kind of heckling Nelly a little bit.
Kinda?
He's easy to heckle, though, isn't he?
Yeah, he's like... Yeah. Come on, take your shirt off. I was like, I'm not taking shit off, Nelly. Just going. To me, that's funny, and I actually like it.
Once again, thank you for listening to part one of my interview with Mookie Thompson. Here's some clips on part two of HP Oddcast with Mookie Thompson. He did something.
LSD.
And that's what people don't know what you did that night.
I just drank. I wasn't on to anything.
But you broke everybody in with your drinking.
Yeah.
Okay.
But that wasn't exactly a revolution in my personality or anything. I was already crazy before that. People knew, like, the shows that we played and stuff were wild. People would be jumping off stuff like crazy mosh pits. And then people knew that I was, like, did wrestling. And, like, I was still getting thrown out of places just as often.
But they always saw you straight edge to doing it.
Sober.
Right, okay.
But that almost makes it worse in a way. I was a real asshole.
Yeah, no, not an asshole. You got a serious sense of humor.
Yeah.
Well, your humor, your persona is very serious. You think you definitely know it's funny in your head, but when people listen to it, they think it's arrogance.
Yeah.
And now that comedy has taken you to where you are now. Am I right or wrong?
Absolutely.
And Do you want to take that? What do you plan on doing with that unique sense of humor?
What do I plan on doing?
Yeah.
Getting thrown out of more bars?
More bars. Remember, you can catch me on iTunes, Stitcher, and on my website, hbproductions.net. Where can we find you, Kevin?
Me? I'm actually performing. I'm a featured performer at the Westchester Comedy Festival this spring, April 22nd. And
excellent.
You can find me performing all around.
And where can we find you in the future?
In the gutter.
Mookie Thompson, in the gutter. Come on. Get yourself out of the gutter. Where are you going to be in the future? Going to L.A.?
Yeah, I'll be back in L.A. in the spring. I have a whole bunch of shows working.
You're such an inspiration, I deserve. You're my inspiration.